Full Story is supported by AMP Super. There are moments in life where everything shifts. A new job, a new home, a new direction. But those same moments can also shape your future. AMP calls these super moments. Times to check in on your super. And with 24/7 digital financial advice, AMP Super helps you make more confident decisions as your situation changes. Search AMP Super Moments to find out more. AMP Super. Built for life's super moments. AMP Super, issued by NM Superannuation Proprietary Limited. See PDS and TMD on amp.com.au and consider what's right for you.
Hi, Amanda. It's so great to have you back.
Hi, Richard.
Since we last spoke about this very public ending of the Kyle and Jackie O show, the two have launched legal action.
Yes.
Over their contracts, and you've been at the court. What's it been like?
Well, there's been a big show outside the court as well as inside the court. Surprisingly, Kyle Sanderlands has turned up for both hearings. I say surprisingly because these are only case management hearings. It's not a trial yet. Jackie O didn't show up, but Kyle is a showman.
So Kyle Sanderlands has just come out of court. You can see right.
He wants to be there, driving up in a Rolls Royce, stepping out, you know, in a beautiful, expensive suit with his peculiar hairstyle.
We're happy to go back on Monday.
ARN doesn't want you there, Kyle. It sounds like ARN doesn't want you there.
And then he just played the crowd, you know, and the crowd was made up mostly of journalists and reporters, but also some fans.
I didn't do anything different than I've been doing for 25 years. Actually, a little bit tamer than most days, because I was actually quite concerned.
And on one occasion, some anti-vaxxers who turned up to sort of try and steal the spotlight.
Are you guilty, yes or no?
Do you feel like you're back on air, Kyle?
It's the full Moon Brigade. It's the full Moon Brigade.
But he showed his incredible ability to manage people because he had everybody sort of eating out of his hand. It was really extraordinary on both occasions.
I haven't spoken with Jackie.
Do you regret what you said to Jackie?
Oh, yeah, I've said that before, though. No, everyone says things from time to time. Especially with people that you
what is he and, you know, hoping to do by appearing in such a public way at his cases?
Well, first of all, he misses being on air and he constantly says, look, let's just get this over with so I can get back on my show. And he keeps saying that even though we're deep into this legal fight now with ARN and there's vanishing chance of him ever going back on, but he repeatedly says it. He argues that the longer he's off air, the more his fans will drop away and he needs to be in the spotlight. And I think that's why he turns up as well.
Let's have a quick look at the cases as they stand at the moment. Both are in court. They're both asking about $80 million in their cases. What is both Kyle Sanderlands and Jackie Henderson arguing?
So they both had separate contracts, $10 million each a year. They've both lodged separate claims. Sanderlands says that it was wrong to sack him for serious misconduct. He accepts the conduct, but he says that was the conduct you were paying me for. And in the last court appearance, his lawyer actually said, if you buy Kyle, you get Kyle. So that is their argument, that he was putting on the robust character that they were paying him $100 million for. Jackie says that they unfairly cancelled her contract, that she said, I can't work with Kyle, but that they should have worked it out, that they didn't protect her when she was allegedly bullied by him. And also that they could have offered her another show or worked it out somehow. But when she complained, they just took advantage of it and cancelled her contract.
And how is ARN defending both those claims? What do they say?
They say that Kyle repeatedly berated, bullied and demeaned everyone from Jackie O to the audience, to his critics, to ARN management. And to back this up, they presented transcripts of what he'd said both on air and off air. And it really does sound quite serious when you read it, to the point that Kyle's own barrister told the court that, look, I listened to this and it doesn't sound good. Like, I don't agree with what he said, but this is what they were paying him for. So it might have breached employment law to the letter, but it didn't breach Kyle's contract because Kyle's contract was different to regular employment law.
Wow. So at essence, that's what the case is going to be figuring out. But in amongst all of this, ARN has also launched a countersuit.
They have, yes. So now we've had a whole ream of new documents. ARN essentially says what they're saying in their defence, which is, you know, we contracted Kyle for 10 years and he breached that contract through this appalling behaviour and didn't give us what we wanted. And also that Jackie breached her contract by saying she couldn't work with Kyle when she was actually contracted to present the Kyle and Jackie O show with Kyle.
In amongst all of this, some fascinating details have come out. Some of the newest documents you've been looking at talk about using blow-ups as promotion in a podcast.
Yes, so in Kyle's reply to this cross-claim, he says that, yes, I admit that I said all these things, both on and off air, but you then package them up and use them as content. So how can it be both bullying and content? And the examples are things that Jackie actually did, including disparaging Kyle for taking a lot of sick days. And then Jackie talked about, oh, we should make a podcast of that. That would be really good. We'd get more listeners than ever. That'd be a ratings winner. And sure enough, they packaged it up and said, listen here, all the details of Kyle and Jackie O's explosive fight.
And has ARN had a chance to respond to that argument?
No. So we might hear that in court.
One of the other elements that is really gives you a sense of the money involved in this industry is the details of Kyle Sandiland's contract. That was revealed as well as documents provided for the court. What are some of those really fascinating tidbits?
Yeah, you need the detail of the contract to really understand how much these stars are paid and cosseted. They get a flight allowance of $120,000 a year. But on top of that, if Kyle flies to Melbourne to present the show, they have to buy him a business class seat, provide a 5-star hotel, which he has to approve beforehand, and they have to transfer him from the airport to the studio in a Mercedes Sprinter.
The detail there is fascinating, how specific his requests were in that contract.
Yes. And then when it comes to the actual content of the show, it details how many live reads he has to do. Quite a lot, actually, because that's where the money is. The advertisers want to hear Kyle selling their product, but he won't read news. The company is not allowed to change the content of the show so that it becomes a news show. However, he's allowed to comment and give his opinion on news that might be on the show.
Right.
So very, very specific.
Really specific. And I thought it was absolutely fascinating that Sandiland's also had the right to audit the radio station's books.
Yes, that's incredible that he can open up their books, I think, twice a year and have a look and see if the ratings are going up and the revenue's going up, then he wants more money. He also had the opportunity to find out if Jackie O got a raise. And if she did, they had to tell him, and then he had to get a raise too.
We'll be right back.